The 21st of December, 12 games, a lot to talk about. A serious injury, potentially. Not a massive amount of fantasy impact, but still never good to see a player going down with a significant injury. This is the Saturday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. Adam King is who I am, your host, at AdamKing91 on Twitter, at AdamKing91.bsky.social on Blue Sky. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, you know the drill. We're there. Go and find us and subscribe. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. 12 games, a lot. An injury, as I said, some drops, some ads, streaming, did it work? Let's just get into the games. There is a ton to talk about. The early game, the Lakers at Sacramento. Lakers, hang on, let me just get to the right screen here. Here we go. All right, 103.99. Lakers get the win. Vintage LeBron performance, he looked really good in this one. Anthony Davis, weirdly passive on offense, 4 of 10 for 10 points. Everything else, A-OK, 5 assists, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks. I know the Lakers won this one, but they need him to do more. I need him to do more for fantasy purposes. D'Angelo Russell, maybe starting to warm up. He had 20 points, 5 assists, 3 threes, 30 minutes. Look, he was shooting the ball well, so they left him on. If he's available, by all means, go and pick him up. I'd need to see this for about a week before saying he's a must-roster player. Max Christie continues to start. They have Reddish there. They have Gabe Vincent, who's playing sort of well at the moment. And Dalton Connect apparently is still on the roster. But remember that. What did he have, a 37-point game? I don't know what it was. Anyway, good times. Sacramento, Sabonis played through his back injury, had 19 and 19 with 5 assists. So nice night for him. De'Aaron Fox looked very good offensively, 31 points, 7 assists. They just didn't get a lot of support. DeMar DeRozan, 12 points, much like AD, very passive offensively, 4 of 10 from the field. Keegan Murray, I think he's a drop. I'm not in a mood to stuff around. There's 12 games. Just drop him. I don't think his upside is high enough at the moment based on what we're seeing to warrant holding. I think in a standard league, you're probably going to get more value from streaming his spot. Malik Monk, just a really bad shooting night. 7 points on 3 of 14, but he did have 8 assists, a steal and a block. So still a clear must roster player. Both Kevin Huerter and Keon Ellis are just stream guys. And yes, Sloan Dez, what is this DeMar slump? Look, he's getting older. I think he'll be okay, but he's certainly in a different role to what he's been used to playing in Chicago the last couple of years. It was basically just do whatever you want to do. Here he does have to defer a little bit, but as I said, this is still, for me, it's too passive. You can't have DeMar DeRozan attempting 10 shots. So I'd almost rather him attempting shots than Sabonis, to be nothing against Sabonis. I just think DeMar is offensively more versatile and more of a threat. All right, next game. Miami at Orlando. This was a weird one. Orlando get the win. 121 to 114. This was wacky. Miami were up by, I want to say 20, maybe. I don't know, it was a lot early in that second quarter and through to halftime. They were up by, I'm just looking, checking the score now. So their biggest margin, in the third quarter, fourth quarter? Is that right? They were up by 22 points at the start of the fourth quarter. And I think they were out by about 25 at one point. Anyway, bad loss for Miami. Great win for Orlando. Let's start with the Miami side of things. Drew Smith continues to be something. Four steals, 14 points, two threes, playing good minutes. I think we just have to roster him at the moment. He's certainly ahead of Jaime Jaquez. He's ahead of Pelé Larsen. Way ahead of Hayward Highsmith, who finally went back to the bench and did nothing. So Jimmy Butler will obviously come back in here, but I think they have to like what Drew is doing. So I would, even in standard leagues, I would just consider picking him up. Oh, there we go. So Gibbo says 25 in the third. Yeah, so it was not pretty. I was actually out for the last quarter. Where were we? I think we were picking up my daughter from work or something, and I was just checking the score and wondering what the hell was going on. So Drew Smith, yes, consider him. Duncan Robinson for threes. Nice night for Bam. Tyler Hero shooting was not as good as it has been, but still a decent night. Terry Rozier finally made an appearance, 23 points. Shot the ball well in the first half. Maybe this is the launch pad for him to do what we sort of expected coming into the season. So a little bit like D'Angelo Russell. If you want to go and grab him, if he's available, go ahead. But I'd like to see a bit more. Khalil Ware, we had a sighting, 14 minutes, 8, 7, 2 blocks. He looks good. I hope that they just stick with him as the backup center. He is easily their best option. He was a plus 26. They just didn't use him down the stretch a lot. But I really like Khalil Ware. Anyone that that listens to me knows that I like him. So, fingers crossed this manifests into a consistent role. Orlando, let's start with Mo Wagner. So he only played, he's not even on the thing there. Would he play? A minute 34, so 2 minutes. He was attacking the basket, planted his left foot, and over he went. Pretty common mechanism for an ACL injury. His reaction was very ACL-y. Not a lot of pain. There isn't with an ACL in a lot of circumstances. You can often try to get up, walk it off. Maybe this isn't as bad as I think it is. He figured it out pretty quick. Franz on the bench figured it out pretty quick if you saw his reaction. I think Mo is done for the season. Which is a shame. Love him, hate him. Always rough to see players going down with season-ending injuries. No official word yet, I don't believe, but I would say everything points to an ACL injury here. So what happens? What happens now with the backup center position? Ideally, it would be Jonathan Isaac, but I just don't think they can push him to more than 20 minutes. He still only played 17 minutes in this one, and that was with Mo Wagner only playing a minute and Wendell Carter getting ejected after 13 minutes. So I would not necessarily go, it's Jonathan Isaac time. I just don't think they can do it. They're going to have to go small. We saw a lot of Cole Anthony in this one. Best game of the season, probably 35 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, steal and a block. He went off. He took over late. Does this mean we go and add him? There was a lot working in his favor tonight. Jalen Suggs was also out. Anthony Black was not playing particularly well. So everything, the stars lined up here for Cole Anthony. They may be forced to play him a bit more. Corey Joseph played 24 minutes. So that's where we're at in Orlando. So, look, I would go and give Cole Anthony the time of day. I would grab him and just see what happens. We assumed he would be the guy to step up when Franz went down. That didn't happen, but now it might just have to be. He's not going to be this good, obviously, but he is a good rebounder for a guard. So, yeah, if you want to, don't count on this every night, but I think he's probably going to be forced to play meaningful minutes, especially if Suggs misses more time here. Just we had a question there. Yeah, so Londez says, does this make Goga must roster all season, or will he rest of season add, I suppose? It's a good question. And, yeah, look, I mean, the question is, once Franz is back and once Paolo is back, who starts at centre? Is it Wendell Carter or is it Goga? I think it might be Goga. A month ago, I probably wouldn't have said that, but I do think that might be the case now. He's much better than Wendell Carter. Goga had 18 and 13 with two blocks. I know Wendell Carter got ejected, but he had 5 points with a rebound and a block. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do start Goga at the four. But, I mean, you have to remember, we're still 2 months away from Franz maybe coming back. So, yeah, I mean, we just roster Goga and enjoy it while we can. KCP had 24 points. Again, we're not going to... we're not going to expect that every night. 12 of 12 from the line. I don't know how many free throws he's shot this year, but it's 12 would be by far the most he has attempted in a game. So going to be some weird times here in Orlando once we get word on Mo Wagner. Jonathan Isaacs, I don't think there's a change in value. I think it just locks Goga into significant minutes. I know he's been starting, but I think he'll just be 30 a night. Probably a higher floor for Wendell, so maybe he is a must-roster player. And then it's just a mishmash of guys on the bench. Time will tell. Utah at Brooklyn. Good win for Utah, 105-94. Foul trouble for for Walker Kessler in this one, so he was limited to 21 minutes. Don't worry about the low minutes here. It was just early fouls. And as the coaches do, they don't play guys. They won here, so whatever. But why bench him? Why not just let him play? He ended up with four fouls. Anyway, that's we're not starting a rant on why coaches do that. He still had four blocks. He still had seven rebounds. So still a decent night despite the foul trouble. With no Keontae George, Colin Sexton once again played heavy minutes, 33 of them. He had 18 points, 5 assists and 4 steals. That's two really good games for Sexton. So hopefully you didn't drop him. And if he was dropped, hopefully you picked him up. So Svi Mykhailiuk, 18 points. He had like 15, I think, at halftime. We're not adding Svi Mykhailiuk. Jordan Clarkson had 16 off the bench. So both he and Sexton are worth rostering. And especially with Keontae George out, when George comes back, we reevaluate a little bit. And not much else to talk about there. Isaiah Collier, we thought he might start. They went with Mykhailiuk. Collier had basically nothing. So he has some upside, but he doesn't have a very fantasy-friendly game at this point. For the Nets, Ben Simmons continues to play very well. If you don't care about turnovers, 15 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 6 turnovers. So aside from the turnovers, the minutes, the production is really good. He even went 5 of 6 from the free throw line. So there's a bonus for you. Cam Johnson started this one slowly. He also had 6 turnovers, but he did finish with 18 points, 2 steals. Clowney moved into the starting lineup with Finney Smith out. He had 10 and 6. The minutes are encouraging, 29 of them, but Finney Smith could be back in the next one, so I don't trust this at this point. And then that bench, we don't really trust anything on the bench. Take a flyer. So here you go. Memphis at Atlanta. Another win for the Grizzlies. They continue to play well, 128 to 112. Minutes were down for a lot of the starters here. This was a pretty comfortable win. Atlanta sort of made it close late, but was never really in danger. No Ja Morant, so Scottie Pippen got the start, played 33 minutes, which was a little bit surprising. I think part of the reason for that was that Marcus Smart only played 9 minutes due to a finger injury, so they really just had to have Pippen out there a little bit more. 22-9, two steals. We know when Ja Morant is out, Pippen is someone we need to add. Zach Edey, 27 minutes, 10 and 6. No blocks. Not his best night. We still hold him, but this wasn't ideal. Desmond Bane, 23 points, 8 assists. So as expected, he did a little bit more offensively. Santi Aldama, this is more in line with what we would expect from him. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 threes. Still not a terrible line, but not what he has been doing. He's a hold, but just keep an eye on the way, on his trajectory. Brandon Clark, 18 minutes. Probably would have played more, I feel, in this one. He was in early foul trouble as well. 8 points, 3 rebounds. He is not someone we need to be rostering either. Over to Atlanta, who were without Trae Young. So Dyson Daniels, as we thought he might, he stepped up. This was, as I said, sort of a blowout down. I think if this had been competitive, Daniels probably would have played 35, 36 minutes. He only played 29, but he still finished with 15.6 assists, 3 rebounds, 6 steals, and a block. So pretty much as good as it gets for Dyson. Efficiently scored, didn't get to the free throw line, so didn't hurt you there. Hit 3 threes, 7 defensive stats. So despite the loss, very good night for Dyson Daniels. Not so for Zachary Richey. We're not holding him. Jalen Johnson also not his best night shooting-wise, but the counting stats still very good. Vit Krejci started. I actually don't mind Vit Krejci, his game as well. 20 minutes, he had 7 and 3 with a steal. He's nowhere near a 12-team ad, but, he'd need a lot to go his way. Bogdan thought he might start. They kept him on the bench. He did nothing. He's very, very, very borderline, I think. I'm actually okay with moving on from him. DeAndre Hunter had 26 points off the bench. Didn't do anything else in typical Hunter style. 26 points, 2 rebounds, and literally nothing else. Larry Nance, who I picked up in a few leagues. Not as good as he has been, but 24 minutes. I said if he can get to 24, 25 minutes, he's probably a 12-team add. He had 7 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 1 three-pointer. Pretty good. I'd be adding him as long as Okongwu is out, and that is probably another couple of games. So, yeah, it is nice to see Larry Nance back on the Standard League radar. Golden State at Minnesota. The Warriors, after whatever that was 2 nights ago, bounce back here. A much better performance. What do we want to talk about? Curry, very good. Don't need to talk about him. All right, let's go with Jackson Davis. Now, I thought this was possibly his best game of the year. He was in a little bit of foul trouble, could have played more. He took it to Rudy Gobert, and I thought he held his own. He finished with 15 and 9, 2 blocks and a steal, 26 minutes. There was no Draymond. I wish they'd just go with Trace as their starting center. I don't think it's going to happen. Steve Kerr loves changing things up from game to game. But very intriguing. If you wanted to pick him up here, you could. But I do think Draymond will return in the next game. So could just be a one-game thing. But definitely keep an eye on this in case Steve Kerr maybe figures things out and says that Trace Jackson Davis should be our starting center. Dennis Schroeder started 28 minutes, 9 points, 3 assists, a steal and a block. I think he's done. The minutes were good, but he didn't close the game. Or No, maybe he did. Oh, anyway, he wasn't on the whole closing stretch. He was off. I remember looking at the court and thinking Schroeder's not there. Kuminga was actually on with Pajemski. So this is what the Warriors are going to do. They will just go with whoever is playing well. So for Dennis Schroeder, I think his time as a 12-team guy might be done. If you want to give him one more game, go ahead. But I just think between him, Pajemski, Heald, Payton, Kuminga, Kyle Anderson, they're all just going to hover around that 20 to 25-minute mark, varying every night. For the Timberwolves, Rudy Gobert actually had a good game as well. So some credit to him. He had 18 and 12 with a steal and a block. So good to see him back on track after some rough performances. Anthony Edwards, 19 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds. Not his best night. I still don't see him as the guy. Again, that's more of a me thing. Mike Conley, he's probably a drop. The minutes are good enough, but he's just not doing anything with them. DiVincenzo, this was probably his best game, maybe not of the season, but certainly of the last month. 19 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. This is what we were getting from him last year. If he's available, if you want to see if this turns into more than just a one-game thing, go and grab him. Jaden McDaniels has gone back to just sort of a stream guy. Julius Randle actually got taken off down the stretch in this one. And DiVincenzo was on, Nuz Reid was on. Randle, there were a few interesting moments. Defensive decisions are poor. He allowed Steph to get a couple of good looks, just floating around in the key doing nothing. Offensively, he went into black hole mode at least once, if not twice, and just turned the ball over. Yeah, I know Randle puts up numbers, but we're certainly seeing this trade makes Cat look really good. Let's put it, and Cat is really good, but it certainly hasn't worked out for them to this point. Wizards and the Bucks, 112-101. Milwaukee get the win for Washington, still without Kyle Kuzma. Justin Champagne remained in the starting lineup, 3 points, 17 minutes. He's a drop, move on. We figured this was going to happen. Corey Kispert, Keyshawn George, their minutes were going to go up. Brogdon's healthy. He's going to play close to starters' minutes. So I think we can move on from Champagne. Jordan Poole, very good. Alex Saar, decent. He's doing enough. So he's a pretty clear hold, as is Bilal Coulibaly, who is going through a really hot stretch at the moment, like he did to start the season. So just be prepared. In the next week or two, he's probably going to cool way off and shoot like 2 of 9, finish with 5 points. But the other numbers should stick. So, yeah, pretty clear must roster. Carrington, no. Valanciunas, no, sadly. We're not really looking at anyone on that bench. For the Bucks, no Giannis, no Dame. So, of course, Bobby Portis turned in his best game of the season, 34, 10, and 8 with 3 steals and a block. He should be rostered. He's not someone you would have picked up off waivers. He's still very borderline for me. Obviously, after this performance, he will get picked up everywhere. But with Giannis, or when Giannis and Dame come back, as we've seen all season, he's been a little bit underwhelming. And speaking of underwhelming, Brook Lopez was again underwhelming. 14 points with 1 rebound. 1 rebound. He's 7'20", massive, biggest human on the court, and he gets 1 rebound. Awesome. Love it. 0 blocks. Chris Middleton had 18, 8, and 6. Probably his best game as well, so good to see. And they went with Ryan Rollins, and Rollins is another player I'm relatively high on. I have him in a couple of dynasty leagues. If he ever lands a 30-minute role, I think he would be a 12-team guy. It's not going to happen here, but good to see him out there playing. AJ Green had 6 points. He's a 3-point streamer, as is Gary Trent. Okay, Philly and Cleveland, unsurprisingly, a blowout win for the Cavs. Philly were without Joel Embiid. And sorry, we talked about Andre Drummond being a pickup for today, and that didn't work. Didn't work. 0 points, 8 rebounds, a block. So I do apologize. All signs pointed to him having a big role, but we probably needed this to be a much closer game. And look, I mean, against Jared Allen and Mobley, a close game, you're not going to roll Drummond out there because he is not a good player. Paul George also struggled again. Possibly a buy low for Paul George at the moment. That's two really bad games in a row offensively. Maxey was good. Oubre will be better. He's a hold. Caleb Martin, he's sort of chugging along. He's doing maybe enough to be rostered in 12s, but not for me. I see zero upside with Caleb Martin, so I'm not really interested. And for Cleveland, minutes were down. No point in stretching their guys here. So we actually don't really need to talk about anything in Cleveland. Let's just move on to Boston and Chicago. And Celtics get revenge for the loss earlier in the week. Again, probably not a ton to talk about here. Tatum, awesome, 43, 15, and 10. Porzingis looks fine. Drew Holiday, probably still a drop. Minutes are good, he's just not producing. Derek White, rough night, but that's fine. Peyton Pritchard, much the same. Just a bad night for him. But, yeah, I don't really see anything to talk about for Boston. For the Bulls, Vooch came back to earth a little bit, 8 of 19 from the field. Still a nice line, 19 and 10 with two assists and a steal. Didn't hit his threes tonight, so maybe this is the start of him starting to regress, but it is only one game. Io Desunmu, 32 minutes, 7, 6, and 4. I'm still holding him. Giddy's out. A bad night for him, but honestly, the Bulls were completely outplayed in this one. Patrick Williams, 14, 5, and 5. That's actually a good night for him. A steal and a block. 22 minutes. He's very borderline. If you want to hold him, you can. I wouldn't get overly excited. Kobe White, 14 points. Shot is off at the moment. Oh, yep. Lone Des comment. I wonder why Kobe is having this slump. Look, it happens. If you remember back year before last, Kobe White was not a good shooter. Like, we've had periods like this before. He's just been so good for the last 12 months that we forgot, I think. So I think this is a bit of a slump. Once we get through that trade deadline, if they do move LaVine or figure things out. And look, with no Giddy there, I think that hurts Kobe White as well. He's playing with the ball in his hands a little bit more. I think it's fine. He'll be okay. He might not reach that ceiling that we were hoping he would. Lonzo Ball, only 15 minutes. No need to be rostering him or Talen Horton Tucker, obviously. All right. Knicks and Pelicans, another loss for the Pelicans. I think they're 2-21 in their last 23 games, something like that. Anyway, it's bad. Let me just have a look at their where are we? So they are 5-24, the Pelicans. And so Washington are the only team with a worse record. Not a great year for the Pelicans. For the Knicks, though, Brunson, awesome. Cat, not his best night. He's obviously been very, very good this season, so no need to stress. Anunoby, he's playing really well. His percentages have dropped a bit. I've actually found myself having to bench him in a couple of leagues because of the shooting woes. But he still had 16 points, 3 steals, so numbers are very good. Josh Hart returned and, of course, played 42 minutes. Mikal Bridges played 45 minutes. So Tibbs in mid-season form there, running out his guys way too much. And with a healthy starting five, we don't look at anyone on the bench. For the Pelicans, DeJounte Murray did not get back on track offensively. 9 rebounds, 8 assists and a steal is good, but 14 points on 15 shot attempts is not. Eve Missy, he's a little bit like Zach Edey. He's doing enough. We'd like to see more. He had 9 and 8 with a steal, but doesn't really have any competition for minutes at this point. Herb Jones, this is what happens with Herb Jones when his shot isn't falling. He looks really bad. 5 points, but he had 3 steals. So we just try and overlook this one. Look, honestly, the Pelicans just across the floor are bad at the moment. Brandon Boston can be dropped. 17 minutes, 7 points. We're okay to move on from him. Jordan Hawkins had 21 minutes, 3 threes. He is a nice 3-point streamer. If he gets hot, they're going to leave him on the floor. We've seen them do that before. Portland and San Antonio, 114-94 win for the Spurs. Let's start with the Blazers, though, and let's look at the centers. DeAndre Ayton, 14 and 8. This is better. This is what we expect from Ayton. 0 blocks, 0 free throws after that game where he had 3 or 4 blocks and a couple of free throws. So this is more in line with what Ayton usually does, which isn't that exciting. Still the preferred option of the three centers just because he is playing the starters' minutes. Klingon and Rob Williams both played around 13 minutes and didn't do a lot. Look, they're obviously drops based on production, but I've talked about this. I think there will be a point where Klingon has value. The only situation I would be holding him is if you've got deep benches or in a roto league or if you're at the top of your standings. If you need numbers now, I wouldn't be holding Klingon. And Kamara, bad night for Tumani Kamara. 0 points, 7 rebounds and 3 assists. So he didn't even have the defensive stats to bolster him here. So I'd still be holding Kamara. I will. But yeah, not his best night. Of course, Spurs. Yep, there we go. Pretty good night for Wemby. Unsurprisingly, against when you're matched up against DeAndre Ayton, 30 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 threes, and 10 blocks. Very good. Nothing to talk about. Sohan, not his best night. But still good numbers across the board. 10 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Devin Vassell also not his best night. They didn't have to push their guys too hard here. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals for Vassell. The starters were all good, except Harrison Barnes, but he's never good, so I don't count him as a starter. Julian Champagne, yeah, look, he's done, I think. 7 points, 1 steal, 3 rebounds, 24 minutes. So I think we can sadly move on. It was fun while it lasted. Charles Bassey, 16 points, 12 rebounds. I mean, this is the you play against Portland, and we know Bassey very good per minute. This is a 12-team line, but he's not going to play enough or produce like this on most nights. Okay, Clippers and Dallas. Dallas, 113, Los Angeles, 97. Norm Powell, still just doing his thing, 28 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal. Derek Jones, no. Defensive stuff, maybe. Chris Dunn, he had 2 steals and a block, another defensive guy. Zubats was serviceable. Excuse me, Kevin Porter. Yeah, he's intriguing. When he plays 25, 26... 30 minutes, he's probably an ad. But he shot 66%, 67% here in this one. I don't think we're going to see that every night. So I wouldn't be rushing to add him here. And for Dallas, still no Luka. So we had Spencer Dinwiddie. I thought it would be Grimes, honestly, who would start here, but they went with Spencer Dinwiddie alongside Kyrie. Both Spencer and Grimes were good and should continue to be streamed as long as Luka is out. Derek Lively, 11 and 11, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Dan Gafford, this is annoying now. 19 minutes, 13 and 6 with two blocks. That's a 12-team line, but he had been down at 15 minutes. If you want to just hold him, sure, go ahead. I'm not convinced this will stick. It's a tough call to make here for him. And Clay Thompson playing well, four steals. I mean, where have these steals come from? He hit four threes, 16 points, so he is must roster, believe it or not, at the moment. Last game. Detroit and Phoenix. Good win for the Pistons. We don't get to say that very often. Let's start with Jalen Duren. Talked about him on the pregame show, saying this was another opportunity for him to maybe start a run. I thought he was pretty good. 17 and 11, no defensive stats, but perfect from the floor. 34 minutes. If he can hit 30 plus minutes, we're picking him up again. Only 14 for Paul Reed. So, yeah, look, I'm just going to hold Duren and see where this goes. Jaden Ivey, hopefully you didn't drop him. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists and a steal. A point guard, starting point guard or off guard, whatever we want to call him, playing 30-plus minutes, you have to make a pretty strong case for them to be a drop. So, no, Ivey, continue to hold him. Tim Hardaway, don't need to hold him. He did have 16 points, but this was more than he'd scored like in the last 50 games. So, Malik Beasley, he did bounce back after that last performance. So, hopefully you didn't just panic and move on from him straight away. Asar Thompson, though, no need to be holding him, only 14 minutes. For Asar and for Phoenix, as we wrap this up, Kevin Durant, fine, don't need to talk about him or Bradley Beal or Tyus Jones. Nurkic had 10, 7, and 6 with two steals. This is where his value comes from, out-of-position assists, some steals. Not a high-volume scorer. More rebounds would be nice, but yeah, look, not his worst line. Royce O'Neal, he started and had 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. As long as someone is out, he's probably a streamer. Plumlee had 5 and 9. Not really interested in him. Grayson Allen, I believe, left due to a concussion, but late. Yeah, okay. So just keep an eye on that. He is obviously a 3-point streamer when Booker is out, but if he's out with a concussion, you can't stream him. So that just gives Royce O'Neal more to do. And probably Monty Morris. He played 15 minutes here, but there is a zero appeal when it comes to Monty Morris. And that's all the games. Let's have a look at some questions. Drew Smith is now on the radar for rosterable players. He is, and he should be. Steve was out all night. Go Steve, living the high life. Was Cat just bad? Yeah, it was just a bad night. Nothing to worry about at all. Cole Anthony did go off. We aren't overreacting. As I said, you can pick him up. Suggs might miss time. Mo Wagner is probably done. So, yeah, I don't mind him as a speculative ad. Some Goga chat. Yeah, we're not sure. As I said, I think Goga might start, but Gibbo is correct that it does seem like they like Wendell as a starter. So, yeah, time will tell. But we have time on our side because Franz is still a while off. Trey Murphy might be the Pelicans' best player. Yep, you could certainly make an argument for it. Just jumping back to their sad box score. Yeah, Murphy had, I didn't even talk about him. He's just good. 26 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. He usually is better defensively too, but he's just having to do so much on offense that he's not worrying too much. I do think as long as Ingram and Zion are out, Murphy should continue to cook along nicely. Yes, Sloan Dez, we're all sad, aren't we? The Julian Champagne, both the Champagne's run has probably come to an end, as I said. I think I want to use my third place waiver priority on Clay. Yeah. I used Oh, did I? Or did I? I know I picked him up 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, just before he got hot. But I can't think. Yeah, I can't think if I used a waiver for him or not. But anyway, he's been good. Yeah. Yeah. And using priority number three, I don't know if you. He's probably playing well enough that if you don't, someone will. So he's not one of those players where you could just leave him and then grab him once waivers have cleared, because I think someone will probably grab him. He's getting steals, he's hitting threes, he's scoring points. People like points, they like threes. So if you want him, you're probably going to have to do that. Okay, what's the next question? All right, Fat Cookie Monster, 69. You think Trey Murphy is a top 70 rest of the year in an ESPN 17 points league? Yeah, I think he's probably close. If not, he'd be very close. So he's borderline. And I'm assuming you're asking top 70 because you're in a 17 league, and you can probably, anyone outside top 70 is streamable, expendable. I think he, yeah, look, I think he probably is. Obviously now is a high point. But in saying that, who knows when Zion's coming back? Who knows when Ingram's coming back? Shining Knight, should I pick up Ivy from free agency? Need assists, but the end of my bench is Amen, Tobias Harris, and Vassell. Ooh. I mean, if you only need assists, I think overall value Ivy is probably the worst of those guys, but that is because his percentages are not great. If you're punting certain categories, then I think you could make a case to drop Tobias Harris. I wouldn't be dropping him in. I don't know. Like, they're all probably in a similar range. So if you need assists, I'd probably be okay with dropping Tobias Harris. I wouldn't drop Vassell, and I probably wouldn't drop him in, despite the fact that he hasn't been overly good. And do we want Kevin Huerter or Jordan Hawkins for threes tomorrow? Who do they play? Let's have a look. My gut says Hawkins. Okay, so Pelicans play the Nuggets. Could be a blowout, which could mean good things for Hawkins. Means they just might throw him on there and see what he can do. Pacers play the Kings, so it is a favourable matchup in terms of game speed. It'll be a fast game, high scoring. It's in New Orleans. It's in Sacramento. I don't know. I might say Hawkins. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go Hawkins. Sure. And that'll do. That was, it wasn't too long, actually, considering how many games there were. Now I might be recording a show with DMAC tonight. I don't know, probably won't be a live one. Sorry, I'm just reading these questions that have just come in. Top 90-ish, right. Oh, so anyway, let's read this. Fat Cookie Mode. We have 15 spots on our team with two IR spots. So anyone in the top 100 is good to roster, but with two spots for streaming, then it would be top 90. Yeah, that's about right. I think, yeah, top 80, top 90. I have Hunter, Tyus, Murphy, Middleton, Mark Williams, Giddy. I have Booker and Kawhi on IR. Who is the drop? Well, no one yet. I mean, you've got Booker and Kawhi in your IR spot, but neither of them are coming back in the next game or two. So don't worry about it yet, because by the time they're ready to come back, Josh Giddy might still be out, or Middleton might have hurt his foot again. So, yeah, no need to worry, I don't think, too much about that. Yeah, it could be a show with DMAC. It might be recorded, I'm not sure. But Either way, there'll be a show with DMACC. I don't know what we're going to talk about. I will be back with a pregame show tomorrow for the three games. As we get closer to Christmas, I should be around, not going anywhere. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, listening, downloading, and joining me as we... Well, I'm Adam King. This has been the Saturday post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.